This is the story of Trayvon Truss. Trayvon Truss was one of those people at Morehouse College who was at that graduation ceremony. And that billionaire Mr. Smith stands up. We have so many billionaires in this country now. You think if you were a billionaire, everybody would know your name. I never heard of this guy. Robert Smith is his name. Was that him? Robert Frederick Smith. And he said that your student debt is paid off. Trayvon, you're on WGN Radio in Chicago. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'll bet you are. Where are you from, Trayvon?
I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
Where do you? Where does your family live, or where do you live in Chicago?
I live in Roseland area, by Pullman.
Where did you go to high school?
Corliss High School.
I don't know that high school. Which one is that? Where is that? Tell me a little bit about your high school.
Corliss High School is an early STEM high school. It's on 103rd on the south side.
Yeah. So early STEM, so that's for, I guess, academic achievers. Were you a good student in high school?
Yes, I was ranked number 4 in my class out of 195, I believe.
Now, this is interesting to me because I just read that, in fact, you got a scholarship to Morehouse. Is that right?
Yes, I won a Gates Millennium Scholarship in 2015.
So what does that mean? How much of your college expenses were paid by the Gates Foundation then?
Everything. It's a free ride up to my doctorate.
Wow. What are your plans in college? What do you want to do?
I plan on going to Clark Atlanta University to pursue a master's in school counseling to become a guidance counselor.
So tell us, but that's ironic now. Everybody's celebrating the fact that your classmates and you had your student debt forgiven, but did you have any student debt then?
No. I was happy for all my classmates because I know a lot of my classmates, you know, they have to take out thousands of dollars of loans. You know, there's a huge struggle getting through classes. And when Robert Smith said he was going to help, you know, all my other brothers, my classmates, they're paying their loans off, I was extremely happy.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, we've all seen the video, or at least it's been pretty widely released. I've watched it a few times. And he's up there talking, and then he says, to those of you who are alumni, this is my class. But, you know, he sort of drops the gauntlet and says, now you need to adopt a class. But for all of you here, your student debt is forgiven. And he said it so matter-of-factly. I don't know if it sunk in right away what he was telling you all, you know?
Yeah, it was so shocking. Like, his speech was very inspiring. It was very long, but it was inspiring. You know, it was very inspiring. And it's like you said, it was so matter-of-fact. You know, we were talking, and we were so, you know, synced into what he was saying. But when he said, like, he was talking like he was going to end the speech.
Yeah.
And then he said, like, oh, a matter-of-fact, you know, I'm creating a grant to help forgive all your student loans. And we were like, what? Well, we were so shocked, like, really? Like, just a false promise? And it's like, didn't really sink in. Like, we all hugged one another. Like, some people started crying. It's a very beautiful moment.
Here's the way he put it.
Men of Morehouse, you are surrounded by a community of people who have helped you arrive at this sacred place and on this sacred day. On behalf of the 8 generations of my family who have been in this country, we're going to put a little fuel in your bus. Now, I've got the alumni over there, and this is a challenge to you, alumni. This is my class, 2019. And my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
And then, Trayvon, what we noticed is that the reaction gets a little bit louder as it goes on, as though it's sort of dawning on everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, that was the reaction when I was sitting with my classmates. It's like, he was like, wait, what did he just say? Like, are you serious? And it was like, it didn't really dawn us. We started talking about it a little more, and like, everyone just started hugging one another and just yelling.
I saw a story. One of your classmates had $140,000 college debt, and Somebody texted into our show yesterday and said they know somebody. It was closer to $200,000. Are you familiar with any of those kinds of stories?
I was familiar with one of my friends. I think he did an interview with the WGN news station, Frank Lawrence Jr.
What was his story?
He had like $100,000 in debt, and he, you know, it was really difficult for him to pay off, and you know, he got godsent right now. You know,
was this at all you? Just a tiny bit. Oh dang! I just missed out on $100,000.
No.
That's the correct answer, and I'm sure it's true to you too. But I mean, those people are all getting their debt paid, and you are fortunate enough. You worked hard enough. You didn't have any debt, so there's that sort of dichotomy, right? Everybody, your student loan is forgiven. And I also, you know, the sort of dark laugh about this is, what about the people next year, or what about the people last year who just missed this gravy train? You know,
last year, I don't know how they're feeling right now. I don't know, like, you know, hopefully, you know, next year, something similar happens. A lot of billionaires, you know, realize that, you know, a lot of college students are, like, buried in debt. And hopefully someone is as gracious as Robert Smith.
Yeah, well, I think that's what he was hoping, too, that if it's just too expensive for kids to get through school without a lot of debt, and evidently it is, it's going on $1.5 trillion in student debt out there, then let's give these kids a hand. And maybe other billionaires or millionaires or something will step up to help them out. That's the idea. Did they talk at all about the mechanics of that? Like, I wonder how they're going to accomplish that. How do they know who owes what and how is that going to be paid, you know?
Yeah, I was asking the same thing. I would think they would send an email out and, like, ask students to tell them their information, or will they have some of their information on file? I don't know.
What about you? So you said that you don't have any debt. You got this Gates scholarship. Did you have family with you at the commencement ceremony at my house?
Yes, my mother, both of my sisters, my niece, my father, my stepmom.
Everybody was there. So that was just must have been a great, unbelievable moment for all of you, huh?
Yes, it was very unbelievable. You know, there's so many highlights, you know. Angela Bassett speaking, the class valedictorian giving me a shout-out during his speech, me being one of the seniors being highlighted on the Morehouse website. You know, it was a great day.
There was a story about you in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and I just want to quote from you in that story. You said, "I was bullied by my peers when you were in high school." You said, "I was also diagnosed with dyslexia and originally placed in remedial classes in high school." The newspaper there said, "This Chicago native, you, recalled attempts by classmates to recruit him in elementary school to become a gang member." Truss said he saw fights weekly in high school. Truss avoided the trouble with the support of his mother and by building friendships with classmates with similar interests and goals. So that's your story, huh?
Yes, it is. You know, it was very difficult. You know, I was in remedial classes ever since, you know, pre-K. And in high school, you know, I started out in remedial classes, then I worked up to regular classes, then honors classes. And by, you know, my senior year, I worked up to advanced placement classes and forth from my class and went into Gates Millennium Scholarship.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to you. This is just a great story, and you're sort of a sidebar story. And even if this guy hadn't stood up and forgiven everybody's loans, it would have been good to meet to know you. You're terrific, Trayvon. Congratulations on all you've accomplished, and our best to all of your classmates there too. What a great day for all of them.
Yeah, it was.
You get back to Chicago anytime soon?
I'm in Chicago now.
Oh, no kidding. You're back home. Well, then listen, let's get you come through our studio sometime. I'd love to meet you in person as well.
Well, thank you.
Trayvon, congratulations. My best to your mom, your family, everybody, okay?
All right, thank you.
Trayvon Truss was there. Good for him.